the rest of the story. Saturday evenings were a particular thrill for the denizens of the Triangle Ballroom in Brooklyn. For Saturday nights, one could see performances by the most extraordinary exhibition ballroom dancers anywhere. And the best of the best, of course, was Jerry Lester. With giddy anticipation, the young ladies, dressed, as they then said, to the nines, would wait near the entrance for Jerry to arrive. He was more than handsome. He was dashing. Wavy brown hair, roguish mustache. But the magic began when he danced. An indistinguishable blend of music and sensuality. With a series of eager and accomplished partners, he soared through grand waltzes and torrid tangles. Every element in place, even the expression on his face, even the look in his eyes intensified the spell. And at the end of each number, my, how they would applaud. And he had other talents, including a romantic singing voice that rivaled the finest of his day. But Jerry Lester's first and best love was ballroom dancing. And to see him dance, they say, was utter enchantment. And then remarkably, dramatically, Jerry Lester lost his hair. All of it. The mustache included. Not his talent now, his hair. And the loss was a blow from which he never fully recovered. Certain his substantial charisma was gone forever. He eventually became depressed, even drank too much. He wore a hat in public to salvage what little he believed was left of his sex appeal. Not even a string of marriages could rescue his self-esteem. His health was failing now. A stay in the hospital revealed extreme hypertension and retinal bleeding, exacerbated by a perilous weight gain. And then came the strokes. At first, a relatively mild stroke. Nonetheless, it found Jerry still recuperating after more than a year. The second episode, actually a series of strokes, put him in a wheelchair. Doctors contemplated everything from spinal surgery to a Spartan diet of boiled rice and apples, but there was nothing to be done. A third cerebral hemorrhage put Jerry in a sanitarium, and the fourth killed him January 18, 1952. He had lingered in deteriorating health for nearly 6 years. He was only 48. Yet let's not let it be forgot that once upon a cloud there was a remarkable dancer, a dashing young man who Samson-like lost his hair and then everything he loved. He lost his hair to scissors and a razor at the urging of his brothers, who had somehow talked him into joining their vaudeville act. For generations now, the world has loved to laugh at the fast-paced antics of a comic trio called the Three Stooges, and especially at the outrageously funny brother of Moe and Shemp, the bald one, nicknamed Curly. But today you have just learned that before the ultimately silly clown called Curly Howard, there was Jerome Lester Horowitz. Jerry Lester, the prince of the Triangle Ballroom, a picture of incomparable suavity and grace, gliding like a ghost through the nether light of the glittering mirror ball. Now you know the rest of the story.